Besides, the things he was saying were influencing me to do all sorts of things.
What? Things like what?
He was saying the things that have come in the teachings are not for us, that they're for ordinary people. Or like, it doesn't make a difference to God how many rukats of prayers we say. He'd say sinning to us humans is like the fall of a bird from its nest. It helps the bird learned how to fly better. He would say that we have to sin and then repent so we can be closer to God.
May God damn the devil. May God damn the devil.
You mean you think what I'm thinking? I feel that was the devil. I mean, is it possible? Why did it come to me then? I keep thinking, and I don't think I've committed a sin so big to require such a test.
Do not be so sure about that. The devil has his own devious, complex ways of creeping into our lives. Even if we never commit any sins, we are still not safe from the devil. Did Adam and Eve, do you think they committed a sin? No. But then the devil, he went after them. You see, being without sin was the real reason the devil went after them. Because of how pure they were and how much God loved them. You must realize that the devil is our number one enemy, Doctor. And the devil is mankind's sworn enemy.
But... But how was I supposed to know that he was a devil? He looked so innocent to me. And the memories of Elias being so pure.
The way the devil works is through illusions, Doctor. He shows a good image of himself so he can hide the ugliness and make everything look beautiful. But God has given us humans tools to decide. He has said anyone who acts against religion, if anyone wants to encourage you to sin, then you should distance yourself from him, even if he is your most beloved person. God's given us the ability to think and to feel for ourselves, Doctor.
Oh, God.
All the things you say he wanted you to do were evil. Division, hatred, pessimism, pride, not paying attention to God's commandments. These are the things the devil wants.
What am I supposed to do now? I'm really scared.
You have to be scared of the devil. But from this fear, you have to take refuge in God and in the Quran. God himself says it. The devil wants to tempt you to take refuge in him because he is the all-knowing listener. God says it in the Al-Araf Surah, Doctor. And if the devil wants to tempt you, take refuge in God. For he is the all-knowing listener.
Has the devil ever come to you?
I can assure you, no human being is ever safe from the devil.
He hates you so much, Grandpa. He doesn't want you to live. He keeps insisting that I don't operate on you. But God willing, I will. And everything's gonna be all right, Grandpa. I promise you. I promise. Where are you, devil? Where are you, you wicked spite? Where are you, O evil one? I'm not scared of you anymore!
With you, I have sought refuge and haven to none other than you shall have a resort. From no one other than you shall I ever seek relief. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, forgive me, forgive me.
Hello, Perry.
Hi, Daddy. Why don't you answer your phone?
I was asleep.
Where are you now?
At the country house.
When did you get there?
Last night.
You were asleep.
Why did you go there again?
No reason.
Daddy.
Please don't go there anymore. Why don't you just sell the place already?
No. I really can't sell this place. I have memories of Malud. What time is it now?
It's 10.
Grandpa.
What's wrong?
Dr. Naini was supposed to operate on him at 11. Look, Perry, dear. I'll call you later, okay? I'll see you. All right. Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye.
Why are you here all by yourself, girl?
I'm not feeling well.
Why? What happened? Is something wrong, girl?
I don't have any more.
You're using too much of this stuff, girl. Like this, you'll lose your looks real fast.
I'm not well. Don't you have any?
Yeah, I do. Just go downstairs for a sec, and I'll get it for you, okay?
What for?
One of your friends is here to see you.
My friends don't know where I am, though.
Go downstairs, you'll find out. Go downstairs, my dear. I'll get you some when you return. Go on.
Grandpa! Have they operated on him yet?
Who?
On Grandpa.
They took him to the operating room 2 minutes ago.
But it's still not 11. Hello.
Hello there, Doctor. How are you? Is everything okay?
I'm good. Real good. You didn't tell Dr. Naini I was going to operate.
Was I supposed to tell him?
If I had gotten here later, you would have committed a sin. This would be like a suicide, my good man.
If you would have gotten here late, then it would have been because God wanted you to be late. And now you're on time. And that's the way God wants it.
He came by last night again.
And?
Last night, before I came to see you, all I could think about was how scared I was that the devil had come to my house. But after I left you, I wasn't scared anymore. I have to say, your words were very helpful. Real helpful, Grandpa. I went to the country house, and he came to.
Did he speak to you?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I think you've really gotten on his nerves. All he kept saying was one thing, that I shouldn't operate on you. I think me sleeping late was his last try, but he failed. Because Perry saved me.
Hello?
Shh. Hello.
Dr. Naini says we should take Grandpa to the OR.
All right. Wait a couple of minutes, please. Where is Dr. Naini right now?
He's getting ready for the surgery.
Very well. All right.
Dr. Naini to the operating room.
Hello, Dr. Naini.
Hello.
I did horrible things to you. Professor. I came to kiss your hand.
What are you talking about, Taha?
There are a lot of things I have to tell you. But all I can say right now is how sorry I am.
That's all right, Taha. But don't say it in front of others.
No. I want it to be this way. Doctor. I have terribly wronged you, Doctor. All the terrible things that I said to you. All the disrespect that I displayed. I'm really sorry for the nasty way that I treated you. I am so sorry. Please believe me, please.
That's enough now, Taha.
Can you please leave us alone for a moment?
Control yourself, Taha, please. Come, let's go.
I know that I've upset you. But I have a world of things to say to you, Doctor. You have to know what's happening to me during this time.
I'm not at all upset with you. But I would like to hear what you have to say. I have questions of my own to ask, but we can do that later. But right now there is someone who is waiting for you in the operating room. I'm sure he'll make it if you perform the operation. Okay, Taha?
Yes. But you have to be there with me.
I'll go tell them to wait a half an hour until you get ready.
Doctor, come back to the hospital.
Yes, of course I will.
As the head of the department.
Oh, you are more capable than I am.
You said that to me once before. You were real upset with me back then. But now when you say it again, I feel you're still upset with me, no?
Despite the fact that I think you'd be a better chief than me, I will accept the position, all right? Now go and get some fresh air. Focus on the surgery. Go on.
Get the stuff.
Where the hell have you been? I've been calling for 2 hours. Why won't you answer?
Hello there, my dear.
I have no home, so you left me, huh?
Is something wrong?
Come and I'll tell you. If I tell you, you won't believe it. You won't believe what's happened to me. I'm all right. Are you coming or not?
Go to the regular place. I will be there very soon.
Okay. Goodbye.
Here, take it. Now go and have fun.
Well, how are you, Dr. Bardia?
I'm good. How about you?
Well, if you're okay, then I'm okay too.
So, tell me something, dear. A dead guy had come to marry you.
Nope. Thank God Mr. Musavi is alive and kicking. Thank God. You know, if something had happened to you, I would have died of sorrow.
Don't worry, dear. Nothing will happen to me, I promise you.
Matab would never do such a thing. Surely you're making a mistake.
I'm telling you, I saw the man myself, Farzad!
But Matab isn't into that kind of stuff. She's only into drugs.
Well, she's into everything now. When I saw the man, I was scared to death. I wanted to cry. I would never think Matab would ask me to do such a thing.
That good-for-nothing stupid idiot. I tell you, I swear I'm gonna kill her. What piece of filth would do such a thing to her own brother's fiancé? Piece of filth.
Don't leave me alone, Farzad, okay? Don't leave me alone anymore. I don't know what to do all on my own. I wish I hadn't run away.
Please don't cry, my beautiful Rose. Please, you know that I cannot bear to see you crying.
I'll go back home. Like you said, all that will happen is that they'll curse me out, huh? It's better than to be subject to all sorts of...
I really don't think that you can go back now, my dear. If you do, you'll regret it for the rest of your life.
If my dad beats me up and curses me 10 times a day, it's still better than what's happening to me right now.
Look here, my flower. You're not well at all. You have to take better care of yourself, okay? When you're not high, you can't make important decisions in your life. Do you have anything on you?
Yeah, I bought some in the park.
Well then, get up and let's go. We'll go to the car, okay? Come on.
I'm so dizzy.
Come on, let's go. Don't lower the windows. You'll waste all the good stuff.
Where should we go like this?
As a matter of fact, I want you to feel better.
You're crazy. I said I'm dizzy, didn't you hear?
I'm telling you, dear, driving when you are so high is so much fun. Come on, try it.
Okay. Look, I'm really dizzy, for Zad. You'd better keep an eye on me.
Let's go.
Scared? Me scared, Farzad? That was a mistake. A mistake.
What is it, my dear? Let me see. There. Come here, cutie.
It's all right, honey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There. It's all right.
Turn right here.
Why? Are you going somewhere?
No. I'm just saying go right.
So I'll turn left.
No. There's less traffic here and it's more fun. And the street's too crowded there, my friend.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Oh. My dear Rose, I didn't realize you were such a good driver. Left. Turn left.
Okay, my unfaithful fiancé.
Start in the name of God, because his name gives comfort to the heart and the soul.
Rose, my flower, why are you such a chicken?
A chicken?
Yeah. Why are you driving like such an amateur?
Sir, can you stop? I'd like to get out.
Okay, now slower.
Why? I don't like to go slow. I like to go fast. I like it fast. Real fast.
I said slow down.
You scared me! I was in heaven!
Now faster. Faster. My flower, I want you to slam your foot down on the pedal and go as fast as you can, okay?
Yes, master!
Faster!
What happened? Is she alive?
What happened?
Somebody call an ambulance.
Call the emergency services. Oh, does she have a pulse?
Was there an accident here?
Oh, no. Someone has to call an ambulance quickly.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, poor thing.
She's terrible.
Oh, the poor thing.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, I think I know her. Isn't that Perry?
Be fearful of my revenge, Doctor. Be fearful of my anger. It will destroy you.
Listen, Grandpa, you pay close attention in the operating room. You have to tell us about it when you come out, all right?
Now, please pay close attention. If I don't come back from this, I want you to do whatever I've asked you to do in my will.
Why would you talk like that, Grandpa? Don't you know Dr. Patuan's gonna be operating on you?
What I'm saying, Mr. Carmad, is that I'm ready for whatever God decides. If I die, you must not let your wife and your children be forced to take refuge in God because of your sorrow, okay, Carmad? Promise me.
God will give you back to us. I know it, Grandpa. I'll pray for you.
Thank you.
How are you, Grandpa?
I am grateful to God.
Shall we begin, Doctor?
In the name of God.
In you we trust. 10 cc's of gazillocaine, 2%, please. Grandpa, we're not using general anesthesia. It's only local anesthesia, so you don't feel any pain. If you have stress, then tell me, so we can give you a sedative.
Of course, if you can keep calm. The best thing is not to have to take a sedative.
I am calm, Doctor. Please don't worry about me. Just do whatever it is you have to do.
Very well. Okay, well, Grandpa, can you feel my hand on your head?
I cannot, my son.
Forceps. Scalpel. Okay. Well, Grandpa, tell us about Gavamabad. Where is this village of yours?
It's in the Karbar region. After the Hassanabad Bridge.
It must be a really nice place, right?
You want to keep me busy, Doctor.
We want to keep ourselves busy too, Grandpa.
Please do not force me to talk. I would really like to pray, if that is okay.
So then pray out loud so we can hear too.
Oh, he whose name is a remedy, and whose remembrance is a cure. O he, whose name is a remedy, and whose remembrance is a cure. O he, whose name is a remedy.
Start emptying out the tumor.
Don't start, Doctor. You cannot operate. You can't operate on the old man. Do not do this, Taha. You will regret it.
Something wrong, Taha?
And whose remembrance is a cure?
No. No.
Oh, he whose name is...
The water syringe.
And whose remembrance is a cure? Oh, he whose name is a remedy...
Dr. Naini, can you please come for a second? It's really urgent.
You should go, Taha. It's for you. Oh, he whose name is a remedy... And whose remembrance is a cure. Oh, he whose name is a remedy. And whose remembrance is
Dr. a cure. Dr. Pajuhan's daughter been in an accident. She's in a critical condition.
She's been in an accident? Which hospital is she in?
She had an accident near their house. The neighbors recognize her and thank God they brought her here. She's in the ER now.
Let's go.
Let's go.
He's losing blood.
What?
He's losing blood. There's bleeding somewhere in his brain. I need general anesthesia.
I can't do that, Doctor. It's asking too much. His pulse is just too weak. There's no guarantee that he'll make it.
We don't have a choice. We have to open up the skull to stop the bleeding, and we have to do it fast.
I just can't accept responsibility for general anesthesia.
I'll take the responsibility myself. Grandpa. Your surgery is more complicated than I had thought. I have to use general anesthesia.
You must trust in God and do what you think is right, Doctor.
5 milligrams of morphine, 5 cc's of Nestinol.
Yes, Doctor.
Severe damage has been sustained by the neck.
That's right, Doctor. She's not able to move her legs. Her hands have no movement from the wrist up.
A scan of the cervical vertebrae and a scan of the neck, right there. Then get her to the operating room right away. Dr. Bajuan will be done with his surgery in 10 minutes. He'll take care of the operation.
Yes, Doctor.
Perry, dear. Don't worry. You'll be okay.
My legs. I can't move my legs.
Don't be afraid, my child. You will need only a simple operation. Your dad'll come and take care of it. You'll be okay. Don't you worry.
Hey, how many?